Hey, Janelle, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but somebody else is on the line calling me.
Oh, okay. Do you have?
No. They hung up already.
Okay. All right.
It was Emmanuel, he says.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, I know him. He's in he works in my office. We're almost done here, so no worries. And then you said it was PDJ Carrier?
Yeah, PDJ Carrier.
Okay. And then do you have the address for that?
Oh, yeah, it's the same address. It's 120 Westfield Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208.
Gotcha. Okay. Work from home type thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Dispatching.
And you said that was PDJ, J as in John Carrier?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments?
Yeah, because, like, when I was working before, I couldn't work because I was at the hospital for, let's say, about 8 days due because of the surgery and stuff like that. You know, after that, taking medication and stuff like that, I wasn't able to work at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to probably take close to, let's say, more or less a year to recover fully to feel good enough, because most of my job is sitting down in front of a computer and doing a lot of paperwork and stuff like that.
Right.
And I was, down.
Wow. Have you ever been in the military?
No, never.
No. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Nope. Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp?
For this, no.
No. Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No, never.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Not that I could think of.
Okay. And then what was the hospital that treated you?
That was Trinitas Regional Medical Center.
Is that in Elizabeth, New Jersey, at the 225 Williamson Street?
Yeah, that's 225, yeah, that's the one.
Do you remember the doctor's name who treated you?
Give me 1 second. Let me see. Yeah, I remember. It was a nice little young lady, a white lady. I think it was Dr. Clarissa. Clarissa, her last name must be Henson.
Henson.
Clarissa. Yeah, Clarissa Henson.
H-E-N-S-O-N.
That's how you spell it.
And then how would you say the lymphoma impacted your life?
Big time, because, you know how you scared mm-hmm. of meeting baby Jesus? I wasn't ready for that yet.
Right.
So just imagine how I had to take time off. It was a point in time I couldn't be with my son, both his prom and stuff like that. It was a lot going on at the time. And it was just a lot.
As long as, you know, you're getting better, though, right, feeling better every day, that's a huge thing. You know, that's a big thing. So... do you remember a date you were treated? Do you have a treatment date?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. Treating for like surgery or for like...
If you had surgery, chemo, stem cell.
The surgery was done in August of 18
okay.
2021. Like the chemo started like not 10 days later.
Gotcha.
It was like in August 28th. It was like two rounds per month. Two rounds per month for like 4 months. I had to do that.
And then you said the hospital has your medical records, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now what is your property address? Or it's the same address you gave me earlier. Give me 1 second.
Same address.
Yep.
I live
in Westfield Avenue. Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208. Alrighty. Now, we are just about done here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I would like to put down my sister, because she's the oldest.
Sister, okay. And her name?
Her name is, I'll put down my brother. My brother's closer to my son. He'll know what to do. His name is Armand.
Armon?
No, Armand.
And,
same as my last name. Point of view.
Same last name. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then could I go ahead and get his phone number as well?
Let's see which number he got right now. Let's see. Yes, I think. Back then when we were young, we was able to remember phone numbers.
Now we got contacts. We don't even need to remember them.
Straight phone. All right. 908. 967. 9620.
Perfect. All righty. And then I do just have to let you know on this call as well. I know I called you back, but we are on the recorder line as well. I just have to let you know that every time. Here. All right. So we're just about done. What I want to do is go ahead and verify the information, make sure everything is accurate, make sure everything is clear. That way, when I go ahead and send this up to the law firm, you know, it's an easy process for you. Where is everything? Alrighty. And so you were diagnosed with the diffuse large cell B lymphoma August 15, 2021. You started spraying Roundup in 2008. You did spray Roundup at least 10 separate times on 10 separate occurrences. You did spray Roundup for at least 2 full years. You sprayed it yourself, and you did spray Roundup 1 full year prior to being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis, and you and there is medical records at the hospital. That all sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you sprayed Roundup for about 13 years. You were never diagnosed with, you know, anything other than the diffuse large cell. Large B-cell lymphoma. You spell your first name J-O-N-E-L-L. Last name P-O-I-N-T.
One L.
Perfect.
One L.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and do that. And then last name P-O-I-N-T-D-U-J-O-U-R. Your date of birth is 2-1-1980. Your social 140-84-5502. Your email address is jpj80@gmail.com. You use Roundup roughly.
You had.
Hmm.
It's JAYPDJ.
PDJ. Gotcha.
Yeah, JAYPDJ.
80@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Excuse me.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And then you started spraying in 2008, stopped in 2021. You sprayed in New Jersey. You sprayed it directly, roughly 156 exposures that you've had in your lifetime. Let's see here. You were not exposed to any other herbicides or anything. You did use the concentrate. Picked it up at Home Depot. Let's see here. And now you were seen by Dr. Henson at the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. That's at the 225 Trinitas, and then that's at the 225 Williamson Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07202. And then your current property address, same address that you sprayed at 120 Westfield Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208. And then we have your brother, Armand, here as your emergency contact. And is it okay if we contact him?
What, right now?
No, not right now. So that's like in the future. If we can't get in contact with you, we're trying to give you the money. We're like, you know, we need somebody to be able to give the money to.
Oh, you can contact him.
Okay.
You can contact him.
Are you familiar with DocuSign? And did that all sound correct to you?
Everything sound correct.
Perfect. So I just sent you over the DocuSign. It went to your email and your text message. So go ahead and take a look at that now. And so what this allows us to do is basically go ahead and request those medical records and everything like that from the hospital. Basically allows the attorneys, right, and the law firm to get working for you.
Loading instruction. One second, the weather's bad out here. I'm trying to open it up.
Yeah, no worries. No worries
hello?
At all. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, if we get.
Say that one more time. I think you might have cut off. Could you say that one more time? Let's see here. I'm going to send you a text. Can you hear me? Okay. At least you can still hear me. So if you can still hear me, no worries. So just get those those documents. Like I said, it allows us to pull medical records, things like that. So get those signed, get them signed back over and sent over to me. That way I can send them over to the law firm. The law firm would then take a look at them and give you a call in a couple of days, basically to verify this information one last time and make sure, you know, this is something that you want to do. During that point, once you talk to the law firm, you talk to an attorney, and everything goes well, they'll be able to legally represent you at that point. And so, yeah, at that point, you know, you're going to have that legal representation. So once we get these documents back, that's kind of how that would work. I also sent you over the law firm's information. So it's Pulaski Law. The phone number is that 909 number right there that I sent you. So that's going to be the phone number that they're going to call you from. Okay, so just be on the lookout for that, from that number. And then let's say, just try to get those documents signed back. And if I don't have them back in about an hour or so, I'll give you the call, see if the weather, you know, got a little bit better for you, see if you had a little bit more time to, you know, sign everything, all right? But yeah, you have my direct line, the number you're texting me on, that is my direct line, the 949 number. So save me in your phone. That way you know it's me when I'm calling you. It's Harold King. My name's Harold King. One more time. So yeah, just save me in your phone. That way when I call you, you know it's me. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. I'll call you in about, I would say, 30 minutes to an hour, just in case, if I don't have it, just to see how the weather's doing, all right? All right. Well, I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day. And if you need anything from me, text me, call me, do whatever you need to get a hold of me. All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.